Hi, this is Steve Nerlich, and this is Implausible Engineering, Episode 6, Space Colonies. A standard theme of science fiction and science forecasting is that we'll establish space colonies one day. This is certainly possible, if not likely, but there are a number of issues to think through. Most importantly, you need energy. So, if you are going to build a real space colony that's in space, then the Earth-Moon Lagrange points 4 and 5 might be good, since they keep pace with the Moon around its Earth orbit, and so always get the levels of solar flux that the Earth and the Moon get. Or you might float a giant gondola above the clouds of Venus and get even more solar flux, or you might just do the traditional thing and build on the surface of a celestial body. The Moon is an ideal place for all sorts of reasons, although it's Mars that people generally look to. But the problem with Mars is that energy is hard to come by. The solar flux at Mars is lower than at Earth, and it's also a bit unreliable, given Mars's propensity for dust storms, including global ones that can persist for months. So you either need some substantial and reliable battery storage, or you could go nuclear. Going nuclear would require shipping refined uranium, or maybe thorium, from Earth, or otherwise sourcing these from Mars itself. Shipping a large and potentially toxic mass from Earth would be both expensive and unpopular, since economically viable deposits of uranium ore on Earth may well run out in just a few hundred years. It's likely that uranium may be as abundant on Mars as it is on Earth, which is to say, not all that abundant, but even then it's not like you can just shovel the stuff straight into a nuclear reactor. Uranium ore would need to be refined, requiring some fairly substantial industrial-scale infrastructure. So, while none of this is impossible, it's certainly not easy, and this does make energy security another in the long list of reasons why we shouldn't send a bunch of starry-eyed colonists on a one-way trip to Mars. In comparison, establishing a colony on the Moon would be a piece of cake, if not cheesecake. Positioning solar panels at the poles can provide uninterrupted solar power. The Moon also has one of the most desirable qualities in any space colony, which is that with Earth only 3 days away, you don't have to spend your life there. It's not likely that any first-generation space colonies are going to have aged care facilities. So if you're on Mars, or anywhere even more inaccessible, you can expect your 70th birthday to be shortly followed by a gentle hand on your shoulder, congratulating you on a relatively long and fulfilling life, and thanking you in advance for returning your body fluids to the recycling unit, and everything else to the fertilizer plant. Anyhow, it is likely the Earth will get overcrowded one day, if it isn't already, but if the alternative accommodation is mostly unpleasant and potentially life-threatening, the only people who will choose that alternative will be those with no other options. That is, the financially disadvantaged. But then, where's the incentive to fund massive infrastructure costs in order to house people who can barely afford the rent? If living in inhospitable places using high-tech infrastructure was a solution to overcrowding, we'd already have public housing available in the Sahara or Antarctica. Of course, we do house people in inhospitable places through the use of high-tech infrastructure, but those people are generally employees supporting mining or tourism or even research. So here's what we envision. The Moon becomes a huge industrial complex where you crash asteroids on the far side and then extract what you want to provide materials for the manufacturing plants on the near side. You don't want your workforce living in the middle of all that, but nor do you really want them commuting in and out of the Earth's gravity well, which would be both costly and polluting. So, high-density apartments, constructed on a huge rotating O'Neill cylinder, positioned at the Earth-Moon Lagrange points 4 or 5, would mean your workers are just as close to the moon as the Earth is, but commuting to and from home can be done without all that tedious mucking about with Earth's gravity and atmosphere. And living on the inside of a rotating cylinder gives you gravity while avoiding the space radiation issues that make living on Mars or the Moon problematic. The cylinder would be made of aluminium, which can be extracted from lunar regolith, which can also be melted down to make good bricks, and contains traces of good quality iron and titanium, so it is all quite feasible. So what are we waiting for? Well, the most important thing a space colony will need is energy, but the second most important thing will be an economic reason for being. Until then, we need to keep on making things work down here on Earth.